Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday night with us. And we are looking to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, get your Bible, get your pen, paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask Evangelist Mabel Edmond with me to send out opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Mabel.
Praise the Lord. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. Prepare ourselves for prayer. We know prayer changes things. Heavenly Father and eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this day, for your goodness and mercy, for how you spared our lives, allowed us to come together one more time on this broadcast. We pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand. All those who are sick and afflicted, we pray that you will touch them, O Lord. Move in a special way. Touch and heal, O Lord. We know that thou art a healer. We know you can do everything. That's why we are trusting in you and looking to you. Our hope is in you. There is no other help comes from you. And we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We are depending on you tonight, knowing that you are able to get the job done. Help us to look to you as never before, trusting in your word, knowing that your word cannot fail. I pray that you look on all those who are suffering, those who are going through their tests and trials, those who are dealing with sicknesses and ailments in their bodies. We know you're able to heal them, O Lord. Touch them right now, O Lord. Give them strength in their bodies. Encourage their souls. Lift the burdens of their heart. Help them to look to you and trust in you and take you at your word, for your word is true. We pray that you look on those who may be incarcerated. Touch and deliver, O Lord. Make a way for them, O Lord. Help them, O Lord. We know you're able to deliver them out of the bonds. Oh, my God, have mercy today. Send deliverance to the souls. Look on those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. I pray that you touch them tonight, O Lord. Help them to give their life to you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. You said you would answer while we were yet calling. And you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today, and we take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, save to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover. Wash us and make us ever whole. Help us to seek to please you in every way. Everything that's not like you and that is to your will, we pray that you will move it out of our lives. Help us to be pure and holy before you. Help us to live this life, O Lord. Oh, my God, look on our shortcomings, our faults and our failures. Oh, my God, help us to overcome, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We want to please you, O Lord. We want to be dear followers of you, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Take us through the night. Help us to watch and pray, O Lord, that we may be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Help us, Jesus. We realize we're living in the last days, and we realize our time is running out. Help us to be ready when you call our name. Help us today, Jesus. Oh, my God, meet us here tonight, O Lord. Encourage your people. Strengthen your people. Help them to stand and to go through. Bless and keep your people everywhere. Oh, Lord, look on all of those throughout the world. We pray that you will touch them tonight, oh, Lord. You know what they're going through, and you know what they're dealing with. Have mercy tonight. Say to the uttermost, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, go with us and stand by us. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for the souls that you blessed, that you touched. We thank you, oh, Lord. We thank you for encouragement. We thank you for lifting our burdens. We thank you for making a way for us. We're not worthy, but we thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you tonight, oh, Lord. We give glory and honor to your name, Jesus. The glory belongeth unto you.
Glory, hallelujah. Help us to praise our holy name. Help us to lift you up tonight, oh Lord. Help us not to be ashamed of you, but help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we want to please you today. We want to be found worthy, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish. Take it out of our lives, oh Lord. Help us today, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, keep us and continue to hold us in the hollow of thine hand. We pray that you go with us, oh Lord. Bless us, and if you keep us, we shall be kept. And we are looking to you as never before. We thank you for this prayer tonight. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon every listener and all those who are listed on all of the prayer lists. Touch them, bless them, save, heal, forgive, strengthen, and encourage, and fill with the Holy Ghost. And my God, we'll give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I want to read the opening scripture, and I will be reading the first book of Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law did he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, soever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We thank the Lord for the reading of the first book of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank God for the beautiful Psalms that Evangelist Sister Cheryl read, and thank God for the opening prayer as well. Thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmonds. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmonds on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. for prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And you want to remember that Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is scheduled to preach at God is Love Ministries on Sunday, March the 5th. That's this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. The address is 1400 Kenwood Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, 08104. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep the entire Morton family in prayer. Latricia Blackshears, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Sister Maria McBride, Titus Edmonds Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rashawn Parker, Larry Benson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmonds, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Austin, the Thornton family, Lamar White, and those that are on our youth prayer list as well, India West, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, and all those folks that are currently requesting prayer. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would favor us with a selection. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord, thank God for another opportunity. Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your joy? Have you given up all of trying? Have you lost your strength? Have you lost your strength? Even when the word of the Lord demands, don't give up, don't give up. I know that you can. Don't give up, I know that you can. You feel alone. You feel alone in the middle of the night when there's no one near to call. Have you lost your peace? Have you lost your peace? And doubt and fear brought you to your knees. Don't give up. Don't give up, I know that he can. Don't give up, I know that he can. Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your joy? Have you given up all hope of trying? Have you lost your strength? Have you lost your strength? Has doubt and fear brought you to your knees? Don't give up. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming to Evangelist Cynthia. I know that he cares. And sometimes we might lose our joy. Sometimes we might feel alone. But I believe that the Bible says sometimes we're persecuted, but we're not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. So we don't have to give up because we know that Jesus cares. Amen. Thank God for the scripture reading also through Sister Cheryl. And we are blessed if we don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We keep God first. Amen. I enjoy the word of God, the scripture reading and the prayer, and I also enjoy that selection coming through Evangelist. It's been very encouraging. Selection. So at this time, I want to encourage you to prepare your hearts and your minds to receive a word from the Lord as the speaker comes forth in the presence, in the person, excuse me, of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the broadcast, thus for the beautiful selection coming through Dana Cynthia. I know that God cares. Glory to God. Every born-again child of God should know that God cares about them. I don't care what we have to deal with, what we are going through, and what kind of situation we may be in. I know that God cares for us. Praise the Lord. Let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you look upon us, that you will have your way tonight. Send your word tonight. Let our soul be blessed, strengthened, healed, and delivered. Oh, my God, let your word reach out to the souls of men that they might be saved. Save somebody. Change somebody's mind, oh, Lord. Give them the mind to want to seek your face and turn from their ways. Bless us tonight. Send your word and send thine anointing, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the Word of God in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter and verse 1, and also Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 34. And we're going to begin with Romans 5 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Going over to Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 34, we're going to back up a little bit and go to verse 31. What shall we then, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. We're going to stop right there for now, If God be for us, who can be against us? And my theme, don't be separated from God. People of God, don't be separated from God. Because once you are separated from God, you have no more place in God's kingdom. Your name can be erased from the book of life. So don't be separated from God. There's nothing down here on the face of the earth worth you being separated from God. I thank God for the word tonight. Praise the Lord. And I believe this was Paul writing to the Romans. And he said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have this peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It was through Jesus that has given us this peace, glory to God, a peace that we never experienced before in our lives. I tell you, there was trouble before we got saved. It was trouble, trouble in our homes, trouble on our jobs, trouble in the school, trouble all around. But because of Christ, we have this peace. When Christ came into our lives, he took away all the anxiety, all these things that was troubling us. God took them away. So he has given us this peace, and this peace comes through Christ Jesus. And then over in Romans, he was saying, Paul was writing to the Romans, and he said, what shall we say then to all these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I rather have God for me than to have all this world, whole world, against me. Lord, I tell you, the Bible said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Whatever we need, God will give it to us. So there's no need to feel like you have to go back into the world to get these things. Whatever it is that you need, God will give it to you freely. If you serve him, if you stay in Christ, if you live for him, if you be obedient to the word of God. For the scripture said, if ye abide in me, if ye, you, that the name of Christ, and those who profess to know Christ, if ye abide in him and his word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. And then over in St. Matthew 21 and 22, he said, if ye ask anything, I don't care what it is, if ye ask anything in my name, glory to God, ye shall have it. Glory to God. All we have to do is just stay in Christ. Keep that peace that he has given unto us. Praise the Lord. Now, Paul began to write, and he said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that judges, but sometimes down here, man wants to lay things at your charge, but God is going to be the judge. Glory to God. He said, who is he that condemneth? Oh, man will condemn you down here. They will condemn you. But God let, somebody preached the message, said, let God be God. God is the one that will condemn you. Your own heart will condemn you. You don't need man to try to condemn you or to pay you. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Jesus is at the right hand of the throne of God. Yes, he came and he died, but he is risen and he is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And he makes that intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? He didn't say what. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, things that we're going through down here, tests and trials, great distress, or suffering? What is it? What's going to stop you from going through your test and making it into the kingdom of God? You want to let these little tests down here or this little bit of suffering? We all have to suffer, all have to go through something. The Bible says he that suffers in the flesh has ceased from sin. So we have to suffer. If Jesus suffered, we too must also suffer. Glory to God. Bear with me tonight. Glory to God. The scripture said in Acts 14 and 22, said we must do much tribulation. Enter into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm just talking to you tonight and giving you a little bit of understanding tonight. I'm not doing a whole bunch of hollering and jumping and shouting. Just giving you the word tonight. I tell you, sometimes you need to just take time out and read them for yourself. Many times people preach and the people just sit there. They don't look in their Bibles. I tell you, some of them ain't even bringing their Bibles to the house of God. And they just listen to the preacher, everything he says, which is good if he's reading out of the Bible, because sometimes they got these Bibles that has been revised, and they're saying things that God did not say. So you must get the King James Version Bible and read along with the preacher, and that way you will know for yourself. Now, the Bible says in Acts 14 and 22, we must do much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. The only way we're going to enter in, we're going to have to go through much tribulation to get into the kingdom of God. And then St. John 16 and 33 says, in the world ye shall have tribulation. He's telling us that seal with God's seal, ye shall have tribulation. There's no maybe about it, but you shall have tribulation. But, which is a conjunction, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. These are the words of Jesus. Yeah. Now, Jesus overcame the world. Surely we should be able to overcome the world too, because Jesus came in the likeness of sinful flesh. He felt the pain just like we feel pain. He bled like we bleed. Glory to God. He said, I have overcome the world. And if he overcame the world, surely we should be able to overcome the world too. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, in verse 18, the word of God said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, as the sister said, but we are not forsaken. Glory to God. Cast down, but we are not destroyed. As the evangelist said earlier, yes, sometimes we feel cast down in the Judea and cast you out too. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. The Bible said they will cast you out of their synagogue, and they'll do that too. Turn the lights off on you. I remember a prophetess said she went to a church and preached and said they turned the lights out on her. They didn't want her to preach, and they didn't want to hear. So they turned the lights out. But glory to God, they didn't stop her. She didn't stop. She kept preaching. She kept going. Glory to God. Now, the Bible says we are cast down, but not destroyed. The devil will try to destroy you, but he can't do it. Amen. And the reason he can't do it is because God is holding us in the hollow of his hand. Glory to God. And no man can pluck us out. So we keep trusting in the Lord. Persecutions is going to come. And it'll come through the least one that you think sometimes. The one that you went to the house of God with. That's what David said. He said it was not an enemy that approached me, but we went to the house of God together. Glory to God. They sang together. They ate together. And sometimes that very one that is up under you, that's the very one that will cause persecution upon you. Glory to God. He will cause you to be annoyed, cause you to be oppressed. Glory to God, but we continue to look to God. Now, going back to verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of tribulation? No. Because you're going through distress and suffering? No. Or distress? No. Or persecution? No. Or famine? Because you don't have anything to eat? Or you can't find anything to eat? No. Or nakedness because you don't have any clothes? No. Or pearl or sword? No. None of these things. We don't let any of these things separate us from the love of God. And I believe a pearl is a source of danger. And we being down here, I tell you, and living in the last days, it is so much pearl going on amongst us, around us, in the places where we have to go to the store, to the grocery store, to the doctors, different places. Glory to God, it's danger all around. And you have to watch where you go. You have to watch and pray. And this is one thing I've been asking the Lord, and I've been praying, Lord, help me to watch and pray, because the days are evil, and Jesus is soon to come back, and I want to be able to be caught up to meeting in the air. I don't want to be distracted and have my mind caught up in these things down here so that I don't watch, because Jesus is coming back so fast. Children can carry a gun. Children carry a gun. It's terrible. It's terrible because now the kids can take a gun, bring it to school, and shoot people in the school, people they don't like or people they feel like trespassed against them or angry with them, and they just bring a gun and shoot them. We are living in perilous times, as the Bible says. But the Bible says in verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Glory to God. I tell you, we are counted, we being the people of God, not talking about those that's not faith, but the ones that know Jesus, sure enough, know Jesus Christ in the pardon of their sins and have the Holy Ghost. Paul said, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in the book John, I believe it is, and I believe it's the fourth chapter, in verse 4, ye are of God's little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And also the Bible says in 1 John, the fifth chapter, in verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And backing up a little bit, in verse 4 it says, for whatsoever is born of God, the world, even our faith. That's why we continue to trust in God, even though we know that we're going through things down here, and even though we know we got to be tried and we got to be tested. Glory to God, but we keep our faith and our trust in the Lord. The Bible tells us in Psalm the 44, number of Psalm, in verse 22, yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Glory to God, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Satan, because you won't fight back with the mouth or fight the fist, Satan will try to lead you to the slaughter. Glory to God. He gets so angry with you sometimes when you preach the word of God, when you tell the truth, when you show the devil up. Sometimes they get so mad and angry with you. Glory to God. They could slay you right on the spot. But that's all right. We are killed all the day long. We take down. We just take down. And that's what Stephen did. He was stoned to death. They came upon him, gnashed upon him with their teeth. Oh, my God, they just stoned him. Stoned him to death. But Stephen, not one time did he rear back. Not one time did he curse. Not one time did he throw in the towel. But he held on to his faith and his trust in God. He refused to be separated. And that's the same mind we should have today, to be separated from God. I tell you tonight, brothers and sisters, don't be separated from God. I don't care if you don't have food to eat, if you don't have clothes to wear, if you feel like you need a job. Glory to God, that's no reason to let go of God. People are carrying on so bad. If they lose their job, they go back and shoot the supervisor or shoot people at their job site. You know, that's terrible. We don't live like that. The people of God don't live like that. It don't get that bad, because all we have to do is pray and ask our Father, and he will give it to us. He knows what we have need of even before we call. But whatsoever we ask, he said, it shall be done unto us. Glory to God. And he said, if ye ask anything in my name, he said, I will do it. Glory to God. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. He said, a cattle upon a thousand hills is mine. All this stuff belongs to God. And if God has it, the people of God has it too. All we have to do is pray, and God will give it to us. We don't have to go back into the world to be progress. We don't have to go back in the world to progress. You can stay right here on the Lord's side and progress in the Lord. And whatever you need, God will give it to you. And some of us, we are witnesses. I know I am. I'm a witness because before I came to Christ, I had nothing. But God blessed, and the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. He did what he said he would do. He said, I will bless you. Glory to God with blessings. I'm going to bless you. And that's what he did. Glory to God. So you don't have to go back into the world to gain this worldly junk that they got, because all this stuff is going down anyway. People leave the Lord to go get a better paying job, a higher paying job, and go buy all this junk down here, cars, houses, and all this stuff, and forget about God. There's nothing wrong with having it, but don't leave the Lord for it, because it ain't worth it. It's going to all go down. So don't be separated from God. If God be for us, can be against us. Take those words and hide them in your heart that you might not sin against God, because surely we are living in the last days and our faith truly is being tried. But still, you don't have to be separated from God. Glory to God. Jesus, he didn't give up. And I mean, they beat him all night long. They pierced him in the side. They smote him. They spit on him. They did all those things and hung him on the cross, nailed him to the cross. Did Jesus raise up against him? You know why? Because he knew the reason that he came into the world, and that was to die for the sins of man. And that's exactly what he did. And if Jesus went through, surely we can go through too. So I thank the Lord for his word on tonight. And at this time, I'm going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia to come back on the line and lead us in a closing prayer. There may be somebody out there, maybe you need strength to get through your test. Maybe you need to be healed, or you need your burden lifted, whatever it is. You need some type of deliverance, whatever it is. God can do it. He can make you feel better if you just give it to Jesus. So at this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to come forth and lead us in this prayer. Praise the Lord.
Father, we come to you in the name of thy son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, my God. We thank you for the word, Lord. We thank you for the messenger, my God. Continue to bless her, my God. Oh, my Father, touch and heal her body right now, God. Anoint it to do your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, look on your people everywhere. Touch right now, God, and turn somebody's heart tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal somebody's body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch somebody's mind, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Jesus. Move in a miraculous way, my God. Touch somebody right now, Lord, while we're praying, God, in the name of Jesus.
You
know every situation, my God. You know every heart, Lord. You know the mind tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, we're looking to you, God. Oh, my God, help us not to be separated from your love, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to hold on, my God. Help us to stand in your word, Lord. I know you're able, God. Move, my God, by your spirit, Lord. Send
name of Jesus. Somebody needs you tonight, Lord. Somebody need a touch, God. Somebody need a healing, Lord. Somebody need deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Touch that suicidal mind, Lord. I know you're able, God. Touch that drug addict, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke that bullying spirit tonight, God.
Yes,
I know you're able, Lord. Move right now, God. In the name of Jesus, touch your people, my God. Up and down the East Coast, Lord. Up and down the West Coast, Lord. On the southern border, Lord. On the northern border, my God. In the name of Jesus, all around the world, Lord. In the four corners of the world, my God. Touch right now, God. In the name of Jesus, look on Putin, God. Touch his mind, God. In the name of Jesus, cause us to release the people, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Look on the Ukrainians, God. Give them strength tonight, Lord. My God. In the name of Jesus, look on the President, God, of the United States, Lord. Touch his mind, God. Touch his heart, my God. Help him to lead your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
I know that
you're able, my God. Oh,
yes.
My Father, look on the incarcerated tonight, God. Touch right now, Lord.
Right now.
Father, save tonight, God. Deliver, Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost, my God. In the name of Jesus, go on the youth prayer list, Lord. Touch right now, God. We know that you're able, God. Look on the youth of the world, Lord. Save tonight, God. Let them know there is hope, my God. Let them know that you are the way, my God. The truth and the life, Lord. They're looking for help tonight, God.
Yes, Lord.
You're their only way out, Lord. You're their hope tonight, God. You're their strength tonight, God. You're their savior tonight, God. In the name of Jesus,
I know that
you're able, God. Have your eternal way, God. Look on the terminally ill tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, help them to repent, God, and give all to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, before they take their last breath, God, I know that you're able, God.
Look on those
that have been stricken with cancer, Lord. Heal, my God. Sugar diabetes, Lord. Heal, God. High blood pressure, heart disease, God. I know that you're able, God. Heal the asthma, Lord. Oh, Father, the COPD, Lord, I know that you're able, God. You can do everything, Lord. We're trusting in you tonight, God, and we're taking you at the word, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you for this broadcast, Lord.
Thank you
for your word, God. Thank you for the prayer, Lord.
Thank you for
the listeners tonight, God. Oh, my God, bless every ear tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, go with us and stand by us, Lord. Oh, my God, direct our path, God. And we won't go wrong, Lord. These and all things we ask in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the prayer. Glory to God. At this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to go ahead and have remarks. And any other evangelist or minister on the line would like to have remarks, you may do so. And also Sister Rhoda.
Praise God. We thank God once again for the beautiful message that came tonight, letting us know nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Don't let nothing,
power,
stress, nothing,
nothing.
None of these things. Paul said, I am persuaded none of these things shall be able to separate me from the love of God. Amen. We have to hold on and maintain our integrity in God.
Amen.
We're going to be tested and we're going to be tried. But we can make it with Jesus on our side. Amen.
Yes.
I just thank God for the word of God tonight. I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to preach the word.
Pray for me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God for the word of God.
Sorry. Continue, Sister.
Go ahead, Sister Rhoda.
Hallelujah. I want to thank the Lord so much for reminding us about not separating ourselves from God. The enemy is really pushing us up and down.
Yes.
Sometimes he can hinder finances, you just go without money, just to make you give up.
Yes.
Just focus on God. Our God is able. The more we become close to God, the more the enemy is really trying to frustrate us every minute, because he wants us to forsake God. But I want to encourage us, let us continue pushing on, because Jesus is coming back. And we don't know when you are going to die. Look at those people attacking. They didn't know that the earthquake was going to come. So we don't know. Anything can happen anytime, my sisters and my brothers.
Amen.
Let us hold on Jesus. Let us hold on God.
Yes.
No matter what we are going through, sometimes our sisters are going, what is next? No job, no house, no food, no money.
Yes.
But let's just focus and continue serving God and tell off the devil. Devil, I don't care. I'll just preach the word of God. I'll just serve the Lord no matter what happens. Because entering heaven is not easy, brethren. It's very, very tough. That's why the Bible says the way is very, very narrow. Because there are a lot of tribulations, especially this season now. It's terrible.
Yes.
You look left to right, so many bad things happening around us. But let us trust our Lord. Our God will never forsake us. He's with us day and night. Be encouraged and be strong. And on the rock of Jesus, because you overcome the world. God bless you so much.
Thank God for the word of God coming to avenge us, Nadel. Saying with God before us, who can be against us? And she was encouraging us not to be separated from God. God, he's for us, and he's more than the whole world against us. And he already overcame the world. And like the preacher began to say, you know, God, he's the judge. People, they can try to condemn us and judge us, but they don't have the final say. God is the one that justifies. And it's not easy, just like Sister Rhoda was saying, you know, the scripture that the preacher read about how we must enter into the kingdom of heaven through much tribulation. And I remember when I was a little girl and I would hear the saint say, it's not going to be a flowery bed of ease. And I didn't fully understand what they meant when they would say it, but they would say it all the time. But I do understand now, because it's much tribulation. And not that I've been through so many tribulations or anything like that, but it's not a flowery bed of ease. And that's okay, because like Sister Rhoda was saying, you know, that the way of the, it's a narrow way.
Yes.
So it's very straight. Everybody's not going to make it in. But we have to go through the tribulation in order to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And the only way to do that is not to be separated from God. And I enjoy the word of God. I want to say again, Miguel, keep on preaching the word of God. And also enjoy the remarks coming from both Sister Rhoda and Evangelist Cynthia. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Anyone else? If that's it, we thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming through our doctors, Dr. Cynthia, Dr. Khadija, and Sister Rhoda. I'm glad that she was able to get on the line tonight. I enjoyed all of the remarks coming through them on tonight. Very, very encouraging words of God. I tell you, I just thank the Lord. God knows best. He knows what we have need of. He knows all about us, and he knows what we're going through. But he's right there to deliver us. If we just continue to look to him, keep our faith in God, and continue to look to the God of our salvation, he'll take us through, he'll keep us, and he'll continue to hold us in his hand, in the palm of his hand. So be encouraged, people of God, saints of God, brothers and sisters, be encouraged in the Lord. We thank the Lord for his word on tonight and for the prayer coming through Dennis Cynthia, for everything that was said and done to the glory and honor of God. At this time, if that's all, I want to remind you, or anyone who's in the area, in the Camden area, 1400 Kenwood Avenue, Evangelist Cynthia will be preaching there Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. And she's a very dynamic preacher. And I tell you, she gets into that word and she breaks it down. So I'm looking forward to hearing the word of God. And let us pray for her, that the Lord will send his word and his anointing, and that his word will have free course. Praise the Lord. And I believe that God is Love Ministries, 1400 Kenwood Avenue, Camden, New Jersey,
at 3 p.m. this Sunday, March the 5th, Lord willing. So if that's it, we thank God for every one of you on the line tonight. We look forward to being back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Tune in with us again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. God bless you and good night.
Amen. God bless you, too.
God bless you, Sister Rhoda. I'm glad you were able to get on.
Amen. God bless you, too.
Thank God for you. I'll be in touch with you.
Okay, please. Please. Okay. How's Dad?
Oh, he's doing well.
Oh,
I was over there today taking care of him.
Okay, pass my greetings to him, please.
Okay, I certainly will.
Okay, thank you. God
bless
you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.